Now time for a locker room chat with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse after a valiant effort against Onega. They win 48-6 on the road. Coach, your overall thoughts on the win?
You know, Jared, I thought defensively we played extremely well. I thought our defensive line played well. As I told him Monday in film, that their stats were, you know, they didn't have glaring stats, but I thought defensively they did a great job. They kept our linebackers free, and our linebackers, Brody and Colton, had like 13 tackles apiece. So their stats weren't good, but overall their game was pretty good up front. So I kudos to those guys. But the defense, I thought, played extremely well again. And offense, I told them it's a work in progress. Trying different, a little different stuff, some different wrinkles in it. And we got some work to do there yet, but we just got to keep working at it.
And Coach, back-to-back games with 40-plus points. Christ Prep, you got 44. But you feel like your offense is starting to kind of hit their stride a little bit? You just mentioned that they still have some things to work on, but you feel like they're starting to kind of hit their stride a little bit?
Well, Jared, I think the bottom line is our offensive line is now, this is their fourth week, going into their fourth week. It's played together. So I think they're starting to become a little tighter knit group in there and kind of figuring what each one of them are doing. So I think we're getting a ton better inside the line. We still work on pass blocking in there, but they're getting better. And we got, freshman back there in the back, so he's starting to kind of pick some stuff up. So it's getting better, I feel like, week by week.
And here with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse. And as for your guys' passing game, how do you feel like your guys' wide receivers have been in terms of running their routes?
I think the route run is good. I think our quarterback, Jacob, I think he's going. As the weeks go by, I think he's getting a little bit better throwing the football. I think he's getting a little more confident throwing the football. But as far as the receivers go, the route's been good for the most part, and I think we've done a pretty good job.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll have more from Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse in just a bit. That was Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Elmer's Repair and Supply, as well as Winklin Oil Company. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse ahead of their game against Troy. And coach, this is a Troy team that is maybe not quite as good as it's been in the past few years, but still a pretty solid opponent.
Yes, they're gonna throw the ball probably over the parking lot. The ball's gonna be in the air, and they got some few skilled kids that are pretty good. So defensively, that's probably the opposite of last week, where when they ran the ball all the time, this the ball's gonna be in the air. So our secondary backs and linebackers are definitely gonna have to read their keys.
And kind of talking about the Trojans with head coach Derek Jasper, what are some things that you know in years past about their defense?
They fly around defensively. They're gonna gang tackle. They don't usually beat themselves. You're gonna have to earn it. So we're gonna play a good. Obviously, we're gonna have to take care of the football without turning it over and commit maybe a little bit to the run and see if we can run the ball a little bit. But they're gonna gang tackle and they're gonna get after you, and that's what we're preparing for.
Here with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse. And coach, as we enter district play, and it's also a league game as well, do these games where it's both league and a district play, they feel like they have a little bit more weight to them?
Well, yeah, this one does. They all do, but this one does, because we win Friday night. It wraps up the league for us. We're TBL champs, so that's a huge motivation for our kids right now. And then it's a district game. Want to go undefeated in the district and be a number one seed going to the playoffs. So both those points are, we know that. The kids know that. We talked about it. So I think they'll be prepared.
It should be a fun one, Coach. Thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always. And best of luck against Troy coming up on Friday.
I appreciate it, Jared. Thank you.